With Montana News, I'm Rosie Costin. A proposal to fund a new Montana History Museum was defeated today in the state legislature. The so-called Montana Museums Act was tabled by the House Taxation Committee on a tied vote, presenting the latest loss in more than a decade-long effort by the State Historical Society. Senate Bill 338 would have added a 1% increase on the state's sales tax on hotels, vacation rentals, and campgrounds. A portion of that money would have funded construction of a new state history museum and grants for local historic preservation projects across the state. Supporters of the bill said most of that tax would fall on tourists coming into the state. However, some Republicans on the committee, like Representative Becky Beard from Elliston, voted down the bill, saying it was a burdensome tax increase that would have to be paid by Montanans.
I am really opposed to raising taxes of any sort, especially when we have other needs in our state, critical priorities that need to be addressed first.
The bill by Senator Terry Gauthier, a Republican from Helena, had already passed out of the Senate. It was supported by the Montana Chamber of Commerce, groups representing hotels, state history associations, and others. Two Republicans joined seven Democrats in voting for the Museum Act during today's House committee. Nine Republicans voted against it. A new home for the Montana Heritage Center was first proposed in the legislature in 2005. I'm Rosie Costin, Montana Public Radio.